In this video, we'll discover how does carb cycling help with weight loss. Carb cycling can help with weight loss by maximizing how the body uses fuel. When you adopt this diet, you eat fewer carbs for 2 days, then have a day of eating more carbs. How you alternate between high and low carb days varies depending on how much activity you're doing. You benefit from the carb fuel you'll get on the days when you're working out. Meanwhile, you benefit from low carbs if you're not active. As you work out, the body dips into carbohydrate stores to find energy. This means you should align high carb days with training days. This means your body can use the fuel to its best advantage. It also means that the additional energy allows you to work out for longer. You'll therefore burn more calories as a result. On rest days, carbs can be scaled back. This will reduce the number of empty calories you consume and help you lose weight. Imagine your weight is 175 pounds. You could aim to have 2 grams of carbs for every pound of your weight on a high-carb day. That would be around 350 grams. On low-carb days, you could reduce this to around 1 gram per pound of your weight. This would take your carb intake down to 175 grams. That doesn't mean there's a set amount of carbs you can eat on each type of day. Largely, it depends on what workout you're doing. It also depends on how frequently you're working out. You'll find plenty of advice online. However, you'll need to tailor your carbohydrate intake to your own needs. Your metabolism will decrease or increase depending on your macronutrient and calorie intake. If you eat enough carbs at the correct time, your metabolism is reset. This triggers your body to release leptin and thyroid. These are the hormones which regulate your body weight. The standard American diet is very heavy in carbs. This can produce a negative effect, stimulating the release of insulin too often. As a result, weight gain can occur and conditions like diabetes can develop. Low-carb days encourage your body to use all its glycogen, stored carbs. It switches to burning ketones, body fat, as fuel. When stored fat is burned, weight is naturally lost. Every carb cycling diet plan is different. You need to choose the one that meets your own goals. A standard plan will keep your carb intake very low for 2 to 3 days. It will then increase your carb intake for a day. That day should involve some intense activity. On a low carb take, your carbohydrate intake should be around 50 grams to 150 grams. It should come from dairy and non-starchy vegetables. On a high carb day, you can have around 400 grams of carbs. These can come from starchy carbs, fruit and whole grains, as well as dairy and non-starchy vegetables.